Dozens of people have been killed in a three-day U.S. drone assault in the south of Yemen, in areas believed to be strongholds of Ansar al-Sharia, an al-Qaeda-linked group based in Yemen. According to government sources, those killed in the drone strikes were planning to carry out attacks on government sites and military bases. However, sources on the ground say that many of those killed have no links to militancy. Many government officials have refused to comment on the latest drone outbreak, but those who we spoke with had this to say.
These latest drone attacks are indeed terrifying. We have called on President Mansour Hadi to bring an end to the U.S. intervention in the country, but instead we witness an increase of drone attacks.
U.S. drone policy in Yemen continues despite an undisputed vote by Yemen's parliament to ban the infamous program. This was also followed by a resolution passed to criminalize the use of lethal drones by 565 members of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. According to Abdullah Ashami, a political activist, in order to end the drone program in Yemen, a change of government must commence.
This is a cooperative policy between the U.S. and the Yemeni government. The government cannot exist as far as the drone program in Yemen continues. This is why we are calling for this government's downfall, so we can restore our dignity and our sovereignty.
According to a study conducted by the British-based charity Reprieve, nearly 70% of children who live in drone target zones are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and are often scared to leave their homes to go to school.
It is not yet clear how many civilians have been killed the past 3 days in the intensified drone attacks campaign, which many people feel will continue to threaten the lives of ordinary Yemenis who live in drone-affected areas. Yusuf Mawdi, Press TV, Sana'a.